This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Fact is, there are all kinds of measurements of this economy. National, see also Justin's story on leading economic indicators. And regional, data from the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas not too long ago, just for instance, that paints a pretty nice picture of the Houston economy. Job growth and a better than 4% increase in real hourly earnings. The thing about all this measuring, though, is that it works both ways. A new report from the United Way finds an increase in the number of Houston area households that are struggling to afford basic necessities. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall has our story on how the economy's working for the working class.
Affordability has been a long-time selling point for people willing to brave the Houston heat, humidity, and highways, says Dan Potter with Rice University.
Houston as a historically affordable place to live, where you can roll in here and work hard and you could have a middle-class life.
But in an annual survey of Houstonians, Potter recently found some of the lowest levels of optimism about the economy since the 80s.
You start to see some of the cracks in the armor there.
Potter says things are especially tough for folks without a high school diploma. He blames inflation, especially housing costs. Two-thirds of locals could afford to buy a median-priced home a decade ago, compared to a third today. Daisy Morales runs AMA charter schools, which serve low-income Houstonians. She says students and their families are struggling with housing.
They're all starting to, you know, live together, add more family or individuals to one, you know, family unit, moving into less and less desirable areas.
Reverend Ed Gomez has seen a similar trend while doing outreach at St. Paul's Episcopal Church.
These are not people that are unemployed. These are people that are working service jobs, landscaping, all sorts of janitorial jobs, cafeteria jobs, usually food industry.
He says his church has had to turn away around 40 cars of families a week from its food drive. This is as evictions in Harris County have surged far beyond the pre-pandemic average, per data from Princeton University's Eviction Lab. Lone Star Legal Aid's Eric Quatler.
We are absolutely seeing an uptick in evictions from landlords who want to raise rents on people who are locked into lower rates.
He says many families are dealing with deaths or other crises and get behind on bills. When landlords take them to court, it can make it even harder to get future housing. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.